cleaning up the oil in the Kalamazoo River continues and continues and continues. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been more than a month since an estimated 800,000 gallons of crude oil spilled into the Kalamazoo River. Enbridge Energy Partners, the company that's responsible for the pipeline leak, says it has cleaned up about 700,000 gallons of that oil. But there's still a lot of work to be done. The Environmental Protection Agency is just now starting to find out how much oil is on the bottom of the river. Peter Adrians is an expert on oil spill cleanup. He's consulted on the Exxon Valdez spill and the first Gulf War oil spill. He's also a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Michigan. Dr. Adrians, how long do you think it'll take to clean up the spill?
So assuming that the 700,000 gallons that they've taken out, that is a correct estimate, because clearly what they had was a water-oil mixture, so there was some uncertainties in the estimate. Now, the cleanup of all the visible oil is probably pretty much completed. So now we get to the point of finding the oil in the sediments and finding where the oil constituents are in the water before that is cleaned up. So, I mean, this could take years.
Years?
Yeah, months to years, yes.
The EPA has issued an order to Enbridge. They have until September 27th to clean up all the oil. Is there any way they can possibly meet that deadline?
I would say that is not feasible. I mean, anything that is visible can probably be cleaned up by the 27th, but that is not all the oil.
How is it decided that the cleanup is done?
It's a negotiated condition. Cleanup does not mean that everything will be removed from the environment. It means that all the exposure to toxic constituents of the oil has been stopped. And because we will not be able to find necessarily all of that oil, I mean, people will, and maybe kids might at some point in the future, find some of these hotspots. I mean, we're finding hotspots from spills from a long time ago.
Kids might be digging in the sand and turn up oil, I mean, even 5-10 years from now?
That is correct, yes.
So what does that mean for the safety of recreation on the river?
After all the visible oil has been cleaned up and after they've done the analysis in the water that most of the concentrations of oil, if they can find them in water, are sufficiently low for our exposure, we can probably resume our activities on the river. I mean, the boating on the river, the swimming on the river and whatnot. But anybody who is on the river, I mean, has to bear in mind that not all the oil is gone. I mean, that there will still be some residue, even after EPA and the Department of Environmental Quality and everybody else has agreed that the site is cleaned up or contained. There is still residue.
EPA is still, and probably for a few months at least, will be assessing the damage to the ecosystem. What's your sense on what damage has been done?
Clearly there was impact on wildlife. There was impact on birds. Once the oil sits in the sediments, in the sand of the river, now you start looking at something that we call bioaccumulation. Then every time you go from organism to organism in the whole food chain, there is an accumulation of oil. So we don't know yet what the long-term accumulation of that residual oil in the sediment and how that will build up in the local food chain, what that will be. We don't know that yet.
Peter Adrians is an expert on oil spill cleanup and a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.